Zakta, hey, look at Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Ahalas, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Okay, so in Mishnah Beis, what did we learn? We had an aruba, that's like this hole or window, that goes from the roof of the bottom floor, the ceiling of the bottom floor, and it is in the floor of the second floor. So if I'm on the second floor and I look down, oops, be careful, don't fall through. The person took a kedera, that's a kli cheres, and the bottom part of the kedera was on the bottom of the hole. And there's tumah downstairs. So in the previous Mishnah, it had a hole, b'kainis mashka. Not big enough to make a tar, because it was also used for dry things. And for dry things, you need a hole as big as a zayis. But enough, at least according to the Beis Shammai, and somewhat according to the Beis Hillel, to create a problem. The Beis Shammai say, the tumah comes in through that little hole, and therefore the kedera has the tumah inside. And once the kedera has the tumah inside, it can't protect the upstairs, so everything is tameh. And the Beis Hillel said, no, the upstairs is tar. This kedera is al pi halacha, a whole kedera. It doesn't have a hole as big as a zayas. And the tumah is downstairs. And the part that's exposed to the downstairs is the outside of the keli, and the outside of the klicheris does not become tummy. However, the basil say there's a gzeira, the pot should be tummy. But upstairs is tar. Rabbi Kiva says the pot and the upstairs are tar. Now, same case. Window between the upstairs and downstairs. Pot placed over the hole. Bottom of the pot facing downwards. But hoisa shleima. This pot has no hole. Not kumaitzi zayas and not even kakainis mashka. Here too, there's tumah downstairs. What's the din with the pot? And what's the din with the items that are upstairs? Beis Hillel, I mean the Beis Hillel say that this pot, metzelas al kol, saves everything. It's a complete pot. What is the tumah encountering? The outside of a klicheres. The outside of a klicheres has not become tameh. And like we discussed in the last Mishnah, a keli that's not tameh serves as a chatzitza, as a stopper. It stops the tumah from going up. So whatever is upstairs is tahar, whether it's kelim, whether it's oichlin, whether it's mashka. Beis Shammai, I mean the Beis Shammai say, yes, it's a full keli. No place for the tumah to go into. Doesn't become tameh, so it should serve as a buffer, as a disconnect from the downstairs to the upstairs. But Beis Shammai, I mean the Beis Shammai say, ein mitzelus ela ala ochlin v'ala mashkin v'al kli cheres. Food upstairs? Drink upstairs, klicheres upstairs, will be tar. Wooden kalim, let's say, metal kalim, will be tameh. And afterwards, chazru, Beis Hillel, the Beis Hillel said, Beis Shammai are right. What's the difference? If the pot is blocking the tumah, there's no hole in the pot for the tumah to come into. And the pot itself is not makabel tumah. So why are we being selective as to what stays tar up there? Why only oichlin mashkin? Why only klicheres? Why not, let's say, wooden or metal kalim? The short answer is, because wooden and metal kalim could become tar in the mikveh. No. So because you can toivel a wooden kalim, you can toivel a metal kalim, take off the tumah, and anachanami, you cannot be toivel a klicheres. Klicheres you have to break. It's the only way to be metayer it, and you can't toivel food. No such a thing as a Talmudic orange you tovel in a mikveh. You can't tovel mashkin. So, I still don't understand why the oichlin, mashkin, a klicheres in the aliyah are saved, but not the other kelim. Our mission is talking about where the kedera here that's laying on the aruva belongs to an amaretz. The amaretz is not careful to eat his food b'tahara. The chacham were a geyser, an amaretzim, they should be considered like an avatoma. And if they have a din of an avatum, they're metamek kalim and oichlin or mashkin if they come into contact with them. Nu kumtois. All kalim that are in the hands of amaretzim, I have to assume that they're tameh. Probably the amaretz touched it. So this kli cheres, which belongs to an amaretz, which happens to be laying here on the hole between the bayis and the aliyah, between the first floor and the second floor, is becheskas tameh, just midrabanan. It's not Midaraisa. The Rabbanan said the Kalim of Amoretz are Tameh. Meaning the Rabbanan said that the Amoretz is an Avatum, it's a Memela. It's possible as Kalim are Tameh. But Lamaisa, it's Becheskas Tameh. Once it's Becheskas Tameh, so here's the rule again. In order for a Kali to block Tumah, it has to be Tahar itself. Fine, so you've explained to me why this particular Kedera could be Tameh. and therefore it doesn't block the tum. It belongs to an Am Haaretz. What does it mean that Bishami say, but it works halfway? That this Kedera in the hole, between the downstairs and the upstairs, and the Tumas downstairs, is going to save the Eichlim and the Mashkin and the Klecheris upstairs, but not the Kalim you could be Matar and a Mikveh. Where does that come in? So here's what the Beis Shammai are worried about, and we see that the Beis Hillel later agreed with them. It's very hard to go over to an Am Haaretz and explain to him, your Kalim are Tumay. Why? Because you're an Am Haaretz. So you're an Ava Tumay, right? They wouldn't accept that. So Chazal were very careful with this Gezerah. They weren't looking to chap at the Am Haaretz. They just felt, because he doesn't know the halachis of Tumah and Tahara, he may very well be an Ava Tumah. He just doesn't realize it. The Am Haaretz considers his Kalim to be Tar. He doesn't accept this Gzeira. What? I'm an Ava Tumah? Why should I be an Ava Tumah for? I'm Tahar, says the Am Haaretz. My Kalim are Tahar. So the Am Haaretz says, there was Tumah downstairs, but my pot was laying here. He thinks that pot saves everything upstairs from becoming Tumah. If I'm going to say to the Am Haaretz that the Oichlin and the Mashkin and the Klicheres in the Aliyah are Tahar, you're right. No damage is done. Because let's say you have Taka a Chaver. A Chaver is someone who is extremely careful when it comes to Tumah v'Tahara. As a matter of fact, he has a special smicha for it. He has proven that he knows the halachas. And we see already how many halachas you have to know if you learn Masechtas Kalim and Aholis, and there's still a lot to come. This chaver knows, I cannot use Eichlin u'Mashkin that an Am Haaretz handled, and I cannot use Klicheres that an Am Haaretz handled. It's probably Tame. Even if he says it's Torah, it's just he doesn't know. You know what? Let me take the Eichlin u'Mashkin from the Am Haaretz, let me take his Klicheres, and I'll tevel it. It doesn't help to tevel it. So the chaver is not going to use it anyway. So for all practical purposes, we say that if you have a Klicheres of an Am Haaretz in this window, it saves the Eichlin u'Mashkin and the Klicheres that are upstairs. No damage is going to be done. However, if it comes to Kalim that have Tahara b'mikveh, let's say a wooden Kali or a metal Kali, here we have a concern. Here we're going to employ the Gzeira that the pot of the Am Haaretz is considered Tameh, only because it's the pot of an Am Haaretz, and therefore, any Kali upstairs that it's possible that a Chaver would taka, borrow, and that's any keli that has tahara in the mikveh, wooden kelim, metal kelim, kelim made out of hide, we're going to consider those tummy. Because here we could see a problem. I'm a chaver. My wife says, I need a pot. Can you go upstairs and please ask so-and-so for a pot? So-and-so is Am Haaretz. You know what? I'll take the pot from him, and I'll tie it in the mikveh. So it's shayach that I will take this pot from an Am Haaretz. No, what's the problem? So I'm going to title it in the mikveh. Problem is, I don't chap. It's not just stam tummy, because the Am Haaretz touched it. It's tummy tumas meis. Tumas meis is not enough just to be titled in the mikveh. In order for it to be tar, you have to sprinkle on it the water that's mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma on day number 3 and day number 7. It's a 7-day process, and then you title it in the mikveh. That's what Chazal were scared of. Most of the time when you borrow a keli from Am Haaretz, so you say, okay, the Am Haaretz is not careful. And of course, there's the Tekana Drabanan that the Am Haaretz is an avatum, but let me tevel it. But it doesn't occur to me that it's oil a mace. Most of the time, keli didn't come into contact with a mace. But here it did, because there's a mace downstairs. And there's only the Kedair of the Am Haaretz blocking it. And the Kedair of the Am Haaretz is Midrabanan Tame. So it's only Midrabanan, but Lamaisa, it's still considered Tumas Meis. So again, I don't have a problem telling the Am Haaretz, your pot was in the way, it covered the hole and there was Tumah downstairs. Your Eichlin, your Mashkin, your Klicheres is okay. Even though technically, Midrabanan his pot is Tumay and therefore it shouldn't be Matzel. No Michshul is going to come out of it anyway. It's not going to change what's happening in the Am Haaretz's house. But I have to tell him that it doesn't save kelim that have tahara in the mikveh. That's tamei tumas meis. Because if a chaver is going to come to borrow it from him, he'll say, there was tumas meis. Because here this taka problem. Here the chaver may take it from him and not know that it's not enough to tevel it, but it also needs hazah shlishi v'shvi.